Everything good that's happened to me, for the most part, was because I was willing to try new things, branch out, and break the mold of reading the same things each day and go and read a little broader, or just spend some time on curiosity projects, looking on the internet for new technology, for new market trends, for new political trends, just stuff that I find interesting, and not having it necessarily tie exactly back to the markets. And that's produced a lot of different insights and a lot of different wormholes that I've went down that have benefited me. And it's not ever directly, a lot of times it's indirectly, but it works out, and it builds this base for you to continue to pick yourself up when things aren't going well, because you're going to have times when you feel like you can never do this again. And it, either you have a love-hate with it, and you might hate it at the moment, and then you love it again. And everyone knows how that is. But there's times when you're struggling and it just feels like, oh, this is never going to work again. It's that an emotionally gut-wrenching business. And one of the things that has really helped me is the ability to kind of dig around in different areas and change my perspective. So for reading a motivational book about what some of these old timers have gone through, and there's a ton of good books out about that. I'm reading the autobiography of Bernard Baruch right now, who was a statesman and financier. Really good book, really interesting about his Wall Street career, but also just his political career and kind of the man he became. And that's something that I'm picking up some good insights for my trading, but also just enjoying reading it. But things like that have always boosted me when I'm having a little bit of a rough patch, because it takes me out of it into a different world. And I realize this is just part of the game. And if it wasn't, then everybody would be doing it, because it's very difficult. But the willingness to stick your nose in different stuff. And sometimes you feel like kind of a fraud, because you think, well, I've been doing this 15 years. I should have a system that's, you know, stamped in stone by now, and I should never deviate from it. But that's not the case. You think it would be the case. There's some core competencies and some personality traits that I have that have made me good at it, but there's ones that have made me bad at it too at times. And it's always an art project, and we are artists. We are not factory workers. We don't operate in a linear fashion. And a lot of times our best stuff happens in bursts of days or weeks when we don't really know it's coming, and we have to be ready for that. But that's kind of how it happens. And we get up every day and stay curious, stay structured the best we can, but understand that we are working more like an artist, and we don't have to hold ourselves to rigid time schedules and box ourselves into things that might make sense if we were completing some kind of a task management software in a regular job or something like that. It doesn't have to be that way. Being a little bit more off the path can be really beneficial. And as long as it keeps your mind fresh and keeps you loose, things just kind of come to you. And you're also able to get out of things and take losers a lot better, because you're not as rigid about it. So this entire rant is mostly about not being afraid to try new things, because they've led me down a really good path. And right now I'm at a point where I'm just getting over 2 weeks of being sick, because I moved and I felt like I took it pretty well, but I guess I got a little stressed out, and I had a big position that was going against me. Two of them, actually. I think I talked about that last time. So all that created a little anxiety and gave me a whole bunch of new lessons about how I can go forward being better. And it's always a work in progress over here, and I'm sure others have the same feeling. So right now I'm kind of ready to refocus and put some of this stuff to work.